Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast. It is time for our review of Jan, Feb, and March. We have our journals in front of us, and it feels like we've lived a lifetime in 2020 already. I can't believe that it's only just coming up to April. It feels like we've lived at least 6 months of this year with everything that's going on and everything that's been happening just in the last 4 weeks. It feels like it's a very strange and surreal time right now with the virus and all the uncertainty and fear that is going on for so many of us right now. And I'm really excited about doing a review, actually. I think I really, really need it, that time to reflect and just step back and acknowledge it all.
I'm so glad you just said that, because I was thinking, is it weird that I felt excited to be doing this review? Like, I was like, rushed downstairs over the weekend, knowing that we were having this recording. I was just like, oh my God, I can do my journal review. Like, I need to check in.
Yeah.
And also the excitement that, you know, the idea of these journals is that we'll have them on our bookshelf for years and years to come, that I was writing real big history into the pages of this check-in.
Yeah.
Like being able to look back and be like, wow, what crazy, crazy times,
yeah,
you know, when we were living through all of this. Like, how did I feel? What was I focused on? What was I proud of? What, you know, looking back on those 2 months, what were the happiest moments? So for that reason, I felt excited, but also I just needed to have a sit down and a check-in with myself.
Yeah, me too.
Which I'm having to do pretty much every other hour at the moment because my feelings change so wildly 1 hour to the next on some days. So the check-ins are important, but it was wonderful to do a check-in, stepping back and looking at this, you know, from the perspective of a year and this being part of that year and how much things have changed.
Yeah.
Like you say, in just the past 4 weeks. So shall we begin the check-in?
If you've
got your Goodbye 2019, Hello 2020 journal, then get yours out. You can do the check-in as we go with us. Pause as you go along if you like. If you haven't done the journal, you can still join in with this reflection piece. So we'll be letting you know the questions to ask yourself as you go along. So Vicky, how are you feeling at the moment?
I think, like you say, it's all of the feelings at the moment, and it can be in one single day, you know, a very up and down sort of journey with how I feel. Right now I feel relatively calm. I have been experiencing some anxiety and fear, like many of us have over the last few weeks, and it's just a bit discombobulating to adapt to this new way of living and working, and you know, just trying to accept the uncertainty that is there at the moment, which is very hard to do. I think human beings really struggle with that. We really struggle with not having control of anything. And, you know, we really struggle to be in that space of uncertainty and you know, not being able to make plans and, like see into the future. And some grief as well. Like, I really felt that last week. I was feeling really sad and scared one morning when I woke up last week, and really needing my own self-love. And, you know, there have also been days where I felt frustrated and angry, and other days where I've just felt so scared. And it's just sort of riding the waves of that too, and the sort of global grief that so many of us have been experiencing too, but also really aware and present to the generosity of people, you know, coming together in this time, and the sense of community that's also there at this time, and how connected I feel to our community, to our friends. There's lots of coming together in our friendship group and virtual hangouts and group meditations and just people, you know, offering their time. And there's been such, I've witnessed such generosity in this time too. So even though it's very, you know, it's very strange and surreal time and a scary time, it's also a time of coming together. And there's a lot of love in the world right now that it's so nice to be present to as well. So it's a very long answer, really, to that question.
I think it needs to be a very long answer at the moment. I don't think it's straightforward. One of the things I was going to say to you and those listening who've also been feeling those kind of waves of grief, Donna Lancaster, at Donna Lanks on Instagram, is queen of processing grief, and she runs the Bridge Retreat, which you may have heard us talk about before. But she yesterday, which was Sunday the 29th, wasn't it? She ran the first global grief event, an online virtual event where she takes you through a process, which sounds like didn't do it, but I know the power of Donna, and from the responses to her posts, it sounds like it was incredible. She's going to do some more. Mm. So check her out, because she will take you through a process which can be incredibly cathartic and life affirming, actually. You know, the whole idea is when you allow yourself to grieve, you come out the other side feeling, you know, that yes, we can do this. And it's an incredibly life affirming process. But yes, so funny looking at how I'm feeling at the moment. So when I wrote this on the weekend, I'm writing a book at the moment on burnout, which many of you know, which is I'm still writing in lockdown. And I've actually been writing a lot about the importance of spiritual connection, regardless of whether you have any religion or faith, the importance of just having that daily remembering that you're part of something more than yourself, whatever that looks like to you, whatever, you know, belief system or framework that you have. And that's been giving me enormous strength, because I've therefore been practicing that, just even in the contemplation of what it is to have that spiritual, that deeper connection with life. And that's been absolutely incredible. And talking to people about it has also helped me really be in that space. So when I wrote this, I was very much coming from that space. And I wrote, I'm calm, I'm in flow, and I'm present. I'm in a surreal state with all that is happening. London is in week one of full lockdown due to coronavirus. We are living history. Kind of wanted to write something for my future self to remember back to. But right now, this morning, like I say, you know, it's so up and down. This morning, I started off really feeling like I needed to cry. So I did. I journaled and I just cried and cried and let it all out, released it. With crying, I'm a bit like with being sick. I don't want to do it. I know it's coming and I know I need to do it and I don't want to do it. And then it happens. And afterwards I'm like, oh, I feel so much better. I don't know why I resisted it so much. But yeah, that really helps. So I'm feeling raw. I'm feeling, you know, raw and open but grateful. Grateful for the things that I do have and focusing on the things that I can control. And actually that's why I think this process is so, probably why we both rushed to it feeling excited. Because in setting intentions for the next quarter, those are the things we can control.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about, is what can I control? What intentions can I set that will help to nourish me and help carry me through this and those that I love? You know, what can I contribute in the way that I set an intention? So again, a long answer to how I'm feeling at the moment. And I think everyone's answers have to be long because there's so much to it at the moment.
Yes, long answers are needed here.
So what happened in your life since January, Vicky? God, you're so right. Is that only where we're at?
I know. I
mean, January itself this year did feel like it was the longest month on history. But I think now March has beaten it to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I've written down, so what's happened so much, the world feels like a very different place right now and still navigating it. Everything pre-virus feels like a different life, but there was a life before the virus. I was really reflecting on that, which was lovely. I had a few days in Norfolk in February celebrating my birthday and God, that does feel like a different life, actually, a lifetime.
That was last month.
I know, it was literally like 5 weeks ago, wasn't it? And yeah, just reflecting on my birthday celebrations also in Feb, and had a lovely weekend there celebrating with girlfriends. And then lots of work highlights as well with Evening Standard, the Evening Standard piece in January. We were cover stars of Life and Style, which was very exciting. And I did a big piece of healing work around my inner child. And that was really beautiful to have the space to be able to go there and do that deep work, deep and important work, and really being held in that space of healing by a couple of really close friends, with you being one of them. And I'm so grateful for that experience of being held in that really beautiful space of healing. And so that was a big highlight, actually, of this quarter.
Amazing.
So yeah, lots of stuff. Yeah, and lots of self-love and self-care. We did the 28 Days of Love challenge, which finished a few weeks back. And so really enjoying that.
Amazing. Actually, you know what? I think the 28 Days of Love could be a really good challenge for us, the people, to do again.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't do it before, to actually do it.
Yeah.
We'll put in the show notes links to, you know, what that's all about. But now is a time more than ever to practice self-care and self-love. I think now is a time where we're recognizing it really, what we've been saying all along is it's not a nice to have, but I think people are finally able to see that now, is that actually in these times, those are the survival tools,
yeah.
You know, the self-care and the self-love, not just a nice little fluffy add-on when you've got time.
Yeah.
So I definitely, yeah. I might go and revisit it myself and see one thing I can do each day to show myself just a little extra bit of love.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, do you know what's funny, actually? When I do my goodbye, hello yearly reviews, I always focus on work-related stuff. It's all about what I've done out there in the world. When I did my goodbye 30s, hello 40s, almost none of my career achievements were mentioned at all. And it was all about my personal growth, my friendships and my relationships. It's so weird how the two, it's so bizarre. I don't know what it's, isn't it funny? I guess when I look back on my life, I will look at both those things. But it's funny when I do a yearly review, it's always about work stuff. And when I do, you know, my decade review, it's all about personal stuff. Anyway, there you go.
Interesting.
So, my God, since January, it's crazy to think I started January this year in Buenos Aires with my family.
Oh, wow. You did, didn't you?
Yeah. So bizarre. Because it does feel like a year ago. But there I was. Things that have happened since then. So I finished my audio series on career change, which was a huge, huge piece of work. One that I felt really proud of. It's like it was ready to go. When this all kicked off, it was about to be launched. And I have no idea when it will be launched. I do not think this is a time for it to be launched. So we shall see. I'm waiting to hear. However, it was, yeah, that completed. That's been about a 3-month piece of work. Focused on writing my book on burnout. The process of writing this book has been life-changing. I have absolutely loved, I'm still writing it, I'm loving writing this book. Then coronavirus hit and life changed dramatically. I am very much feeling the call to go inwards and to connect more deeply with life. I'm really feeling that call of going inwards, obviously physically going inwards to our homes, but also in a spiritual sense, and recognizing the importance, the power of that. So in the same way as I say that, you know, it's really highlighting for people the importance of self-care and self-love, for me it's really highlighting, because I was already very much grounded in the importance of that now, because I've been on my own journey to realize the importance of that, but for me it's realizing the importance of that deeper connection with life. And so that's been quite magical. Cosmopolitan, Evening Standard. And of course, we've been working on the new design for Goodbye 2020, Hello 2021. I feel like that one is going to fly off the shelves more than ever because we will be really ready to say goodbye to 2020.
Yeah.
That said, you know, these are hard times. There is a wonderful thing called, I think it's called post-traumatic growth, which is the idea that, or the understanding that when we go through hard times, through challenges, we grow. That's our greatest time of growth. And it's life-changing. And while we will go and are going through some really hard times, some people in particular, I think collectively we're going to come out of this all having collectively grown.
Yeah.
So there is a part of me, particularly as a life design coach, as someone who is very much into transformation, there is an excitement in me about how this is going to have us grow collectively and globally. So I think reflecting back on that in our Goodbye 2020, Hello 2021 at the end of the year will be exciting. So the fact that we're kind of finishing off the design of that is making me reflect on that, you know, the end of this year and what we'll be reflecting on. So yeah, it is good to take a step back and see this as a chapter in the year and a chapter in our lives, because you said something before, you know, there, because there was a life before this and there is also going to be life after this.
Yeah.
I think we can sometimes get, it's very important to be in the present right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to be in the present.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes I get so in the present that I slightly lose touch with the fact that this won't be forever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I also do need to put myself in the future, remembering that we'll all be out hugging each other again in the not so distant future.
Yeah. Yeah. And trusting in that. We don't know when, but we know we will.
What have you done that you're proud of, Vicky?
So the healing journey that I mentioned before, really proud of that I was able to go there into that, into the depths of that and to receive that love and support. And I talked on the self-love podcast, the lessons learned one, about how I'm way more comfortable in the giving love and not as comfortable in the receiving of love. So it takes courage for me to just surrender and be in that space of receiving. And so I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of the interview that I did with Elisa Vitti back in, I think it was February, wasn't it, that came out. She is one of my heroes. I've been following her work for years and years, and I read her book Woman Code many years ago, and just found her work to be so game changing in the world of women's health and understanding about your menstrual cycle and how you can use this sort of blueprint to organize your life, your work. And I've been really implementing that in my own life, and it was so cool to meet her and interview her for the podcast. That was a year in the making. I think I'd reached out to her the year before, and then it couldn't happen then. And then it was going to happen, and then it was, you know, waiting for that to happen. So really proud of that. Really proud that I was able to do that.
And such a good episode.
Yeah. Really proud of how I've been prioritizing my well-being, particularly in the last month when I've really needed it, and really focusing on keeping my mind and body strong, and helping. Well, building resilience. Really proud of that, how I've been showing up for myself, looking after myself more than ever. And I need it more than ever. Like we were talking about before, it's you realize how much you need your own self-care and self-love, particularly in challenging times like this. So I'm really proud of that. And also just proud of how I've been showing up and thinking of ways that I can be of service, like creating a tapping video for people to help them to release fear and anxiety. Just little ways that we can show up and give love to our community and help people in this time. Really proud of that, how I've been showing up. Yeah.
Oh God, that's so inspiring. I very quickly went through that. that question and just wrote down a couple of, again, career-related achievements. I need to be more of these reflections, reflect on the personal things as well. That's really inspired me, Vicky. Thank you. So I had put, just repeat of before, really, the, I almost said the name who I'm doing it with, which I still can't say. The audio series on career change, and also really proud of having partially written my book and loving the process. But that feels like a bit sort of surface level. I'm going to add a few things there. Really proud of being able to hold the space for you in that healing process. Really proud of the depth of female relationships that I've cultivated, not just in the past quarter, but I just keep coming back to that. It wasn't always that way. And it's something that I've cultivated over the past decade. And the strength and power I continuously get from that is just, yeah, it's just amazing. And I played a part in making that happen. It's important sometimes to remember that, you know, yeah. And the gratitudes and things that I feel grateful to remember my part in that. I also feel really proud of all the work that I've done, particularly through writing this book, of getting so much better at understanding how to look after myself. I did a workshop a while back, and one of the women really inspired me with one of the things that she said. She said, "I forgive myself for not knowing how to look after myself well." And that really struck me. You know, I am not naturally good at knowing how to look after myself. And I actually believe that as modern human beings, we're not good at knowing how to look after ourselves, in part because I think we've forgotten, but also in part because I think this modern way of life is unprecedented and we simply don't know what to do in it. Like, we just think we can carry on as we once used to. And actually, with the speed of information and the amount of communication and the speed of life and the pace of life and the amount that we have to do in one day is so much more than what our ancestors ever had to deal with. So we are having to create new tools and teach ourselves and do it consciously. And I've found that because of all the work I've been doing to understand how to do that, to go into the book, I've been practicing what I've learned and I'm going to be preaching in my book, that as we get into this pandemic, I have been able to remain a lot of the time grounded and feel safe in myself, because I know that I have the resilience and I have the strength, but also knowing that I hold a space for me to cry when I need to cry and feel all the feelings. That's what resilience is. And so really proud of doing all that work, and also of bringing my friends along with me, because I've been making sure that I get some of you to come along for the ride. I'm like, Vicky, look what I've learned. We're exercising all the time. We're like, oh my God, this is the secret to having energy. We didn't know. Who knew? Okay, well, some people were telling us that, i.e. our partners, and we were choosing not to listen. And we get it. And so, yeah, thank you for inspiring me to go deeper into the things I'm proud of. And so I often go into just the like top line achievements in my career, but that just doesn't acknowledge really the work that goes into all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
I loved yours. And actually one of the, you mentioned something that's actually coming later in my gratitude as well, for all the help that you've given me along the way of your journey and writing your book, and all the support that you've given to me along that way as well. And so that was, well, I won't say it now. It's coming up. It's coming up later, but I'm very grateful for that.
What? Wow, this is, I can't wait to hear this. This is so crazy. What were your happiest moments this quarter? This quarter. It's crazy that these things happened this quarter.
I know, really is. Norfolk, being by the sea, spending quality time with Pav and Buddy, our dog. Yeah, just being by the beach and Margate as well for that. Had a great run along the beach in Margate. And yeah, just being in nature, that's when I've definitely been happiest. So I'm always happiest, but especially this quarter. We had a friend's 50th birthday party, which was so much fun.
Oh my God, it was great.
It was so good. I absolutely loved it. It was really fun night. I have been happiest when I've been really focusing on my own self-care the last quarter. So journaling and meditating and all the exercise that I've been doing and actually really enjoying it. It's been a massive game changer. And you mentioned before about us sharing, you know, when we've done our run or when we've made ourselves a smoothie, an energizing smoothie, and sharing it and celebrating it. And I think that's really helped me to build a habit around exercise and it becoming a weekly thing that doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like something that makes me happy. And when we had a session on, when we did a session on this recently, and I remember reflecting on a life where I am thriving and how when I am thriving, I am more available to my life and I am able to be of service. I'm able to enjoy my life more. I'm able to be fully present to my life more. And I've really experienced that. So when I said that, that was on an intellectual level. And now over the last 4 weeks, I've really, really experienced that on that deeper level.
Oh my God. Vicky Pavitt. This is so exciting.
Yeah. Who knew? So exercise has made me very happy, not just getting to the end of it where I feel happy that I've done it. I'm actually enjoying the process of it, getting my dance DVDs on and did a workout DVD this morning, getting outside, taking the dog for a run, making some great playlists on Spotify. And it's really brought me a lot of happiness.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Anything else on that list?
Nope. What about you?
So Buenos Aires, being with my family out there, my mum's Argentine. So seeing family out there and just stayed in a beautiful place on the outskirts of Buenos Aires by the river. Just a lot of fun and chilling out. Writing. I've been so happy writing. Like, there will be a time where I will find it really hard. And obviously, my shitty committee is something that I have to, just very mindfully check in with on a regular basis when I'm writing. Because it wants to tell me all the ways that I'm rubbish and won't do it. And it's overwhelming sometimes. But actually, I was expecting it to be an arduous and torturous experience, because that's often what I've heard from people who've written books. And I have to say, I've absolutely loved it. Like, I just keep thinking, I don't want this to be the end. I want to write more. I used to write a blog every post every week for about 3 years, my Juicy Tuesdays, which
I think
the first contact you probably ever had with me.
Yeah.
And I loved them. I loved writing. And I haven't been writing for quite a few years now in that way. And it's just wonderful to be back into it. It's definitely something that gets me into a flow state. And yeah, it makes me so happy. That and also being in the countryside. And actually, I really want to acknowledge a moment for those of us who are urban dwellers and are in our homes in the city. Those of us who also often find our happiest moments, our most peaceful moments, are out in the countryside. That's going to be one of the hard things, you know, is not having that. If you can go, you know, out to parks, take your shoes off, put your feet in the grass, you know, nature is all around. And just, yeah, look up at the trees, even in the urban landscape. But just wanted to acknowledge for a moment there that for a lot of us that live in the city, getting away to the countryside is where we go to connect with ourselves on a deeper level and hear our souls speak. I love, there's always a phrase that you hear, what was it? You find your soul by the sea. And that's very much an experience for me, or it has been. So it's, yeah, finding new ways to connect with nature and that deeper connection with myself. It doesn't involve getting out into the countryside, but there's a loss in that, I think, at the moment, of not being able to do that. And just hearing you talking about, you know, your happiest place always in the countryside, and I was just like, where we cannot currently go to. So yeah, my other happy places in Hope Cove, where I often go, in Devon, with our friends and their kids, and yeah, Margate with some of the girls. We went there actually just as coronavirus, the reality of it before the lockdown, really kicked in. And all of us, there's a group of us who are all self-employed and very much going to be affected by it. And so we, rather than fight, flight or freeze, we went into the other survival mode, which is tend and befriend. Mm. And we grouped together and we took ourselves off to the sea by the coast and spent a few days really supporting one another while also getting practical and calling everyone from HMRC to the banks, to anyone we could, to say, you got to stop the money flow for a moment because there's going to be an awful lot coming in. And therefore, we can't have an awful lot going out. And I have to say, great gratitude to the banks and HMRC for doing everything they can to support us. Not so much gratitude to the government when it comes to the self-employed that have limited companies. But anyway, we are resourceful and we will find a way through this without your help, unless you wish to update how you're going to help those of us who are all the creatives out there. We've got their own businesses. I'll get off my soapbox, Vicky, but I just want to acknowledge that. Because there'll be a lot of them listening. And I think it's important to acknowledge, the rather large group of us in society that aren't getting the support from the government that everyone else is getting. So that's another layer of uncertainty to deal with.
Mm.
But yeah, those are my happiest moments. Oh, look. Most challenging moments. We've already just started slipping into that. Just a light mention of one of the challenges.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think we've already mentioned them, really. It's just, it's a recalibration, I'm going to call it. It's a recalibration of this new way of living, of working, and all the ups and downs that come with that. My challenges are really what the whole world is really feeling right now, to some degree. It's just the uncertainty and fear. Adjusting to a new way of existing in the world. That's definitely been my main or my most challenging sort of moment or time over the last 3 months. What about you?
Do you know what? I'm just looking at my answers, many of which I actually can't say because ones that I don't feel I want to publicly announce. But I did not put on that list anything to do with this sudden, enormous, dramatic change to our lifestyle. How bizarre. It was like I was just blocking that all out as I wrote this. So again, I'm going to have to add a few more things to this. Thank goodness I'm doing this with you, Vicky, because otherwise this would have been a very odd. So yeah, I didn't mention that challenge at all. I was talking about sort of more little bits of challenge than the previous month's work-related stuff. We all know what the challenge is right now.
Yeah.
We're all in it in different ways. Also acknowledging that I'm in a very privileged position. I've got friends who are NHS frontline workers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got friends who literally don't know how they're going to pay rent. I've got friends who are vulnerable. I've got friends who have loved ones very ill in hospital and they can't visit them. And that is unbearable challenge actually at the moment. So from where I'm standing, my challenge feels like a light version.
Mm.
And so part of my challenge is to see what can I do to offer my support, my love and support, while keeping myself, you know, looking after myself as well. Seeing what I can do in my community, what I can do for my friends who are going through a hard time.
Yeah.
We did an applause in the UK for NHS last week. And that was just
that
incredible.
Was so
I'm
amazing.
Sure many of you were involved. It was just amazing. And I, as videos started coming in amongst our friends of like, oh my God, this was how it was in different parts of London, I was sending them to my friends who are doctors and nurses. And one of my friends who's a doctor who's got coronavirus at the moment, coming out the other side, but she got it pretty bad. And I was just sending it, sending all these, you know, look, this is the cheers all over London that I'm getting. And yeah, just checking in with the people who are on the front line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the challenge too, as well. Looking after myself and also seeing how I can be of service.
Yeah. It was so cool, that moment when we all clapped. I opened our window. I live in a big block of flats. I opened our window and then everybody was standing at their windows in this huge block of flats, all cheering and clapping. And it was just that moment. And I've really felt this actually over the last few weeks, where I live, the community there, all coming together. So we've got a Facebook group, and people have been posting things on there. Like one woman, every week she puts out a big crate for the local food bank, and we all put our food in there, and then she'll go and deliver it to the local food bank. And it's like every week it's full, goes off, and she fills it up again. And like there's another guy who's got a cafe, and obviously can't open his cafe at the moment. So he said, if anybody wants fresh coffee, you can come to the flat. If you don't want to, you know, any interaction, I can leave it at the door, just transfer the money. And we had a delivery of coffee, and it's just like little things like that, just seeing that, just witnessing that sense of community. Yeah, just doing what you can, and like, you know, in small ways.
I think also one more thing with the challenge at the moment, particularly for those of us who work for ourselves, and we do need to keep business running, you know, certainly once I feel like we're in a sort of moment of just like, let's just settle into this temporary new way of living at the moment. But also while acknowledging, right, we need to carry on with the business that brings us money. I think resourcefulness, recognizing how resourceful we are. That's why we do run our own businesses, where we're creative and we're resourceful, and there will be ways that we can just think creatively about how we can adapt to keep our businesses going.
Yeah.
It's just remembering how resourceful we are. I think that's key. And that came from you, Vicky, actually, when we were down in Margate, and you just one day went, right, let's get resourceful. And we just got really practical and resourceful. And so such a positivity to that is looking at like, okay, what can I bring? What can I bring of myself to this challenge? I think it's really important for us to remember that. So who and what are you grateful for at this moment in your life?
So my amazing circle of girlfriends, and how much we've all come together in this really challenging time. My loving, supportive husband, very grateful that we've been, I mean, there has been some challenges with, you know, both being both working from home. I mean, we've always worked from home together, but now, you know, we're none of us going off to meetings and having that bit of respite or break, you know, it has been challenging at times. But he's been very supportive, particularly this last month when I've really needed that. So I'm very grateful for that. Just very grateful also for your support, Selena, with the burnout wellbeing stuff that we mentioned before. I'm so grateful that you've got me to enjoy exercise, which is amazing. And that you were able to hold space for me in doing that healing work that I mentioned earlier too. And just grateful for the sense of community that I've also been mentioning, and how people have been really coming together to support one another through this very unique time, and for my health as well.
What I'm grateful for at this moment in my life, my work. It's as ever, my work has so often in my life been a sanctuary for me when other stuff has been through difficult times. You know, it's been like that for me for over a decade. And I'm so, so grateful for having work that I love and that feels like a sanctuary for me, a sanctuary and a playground. the chance to write a book that is changing my life. And also I'm really grateful that the planet, in amongst all of this, the planet is getting a chance to breathe. Both the people on the planet and the planet itself. Like I go outside in London and the stillness and breathing deep and breathing in smells of fresh air and soil and trees and hearing birdsong rather than traffic just makes me think, wow, this may be, probably will be the only time in my life, in our lives, where we will be experiencing this and where the planet will have such rest from our activity. So it's important for me to just be mindful of that as well.
Yeah.
You know, in amongst all of this, there are some upsides to this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm also really grateful for this depth of connection with life that I'm experiencing. I don't know if it's because of this pandemic and going inwards, and perhaps because it's a global collective experience that's making me feel that much more connected to all the people, but also all of life. And maybe it's also because that's the part of the book I've got to in writing about it. So I've really been going in. But they're working beautifully together either way. So I'm just very grateful for that. And that experience in amongst all of this is giving me great nourishment. To get through this. And again, another sanctuary, actually, at a time like this. So it's my gratitudes.
Wow.
Right, April check-in. So what were the three commitments that you made at the start of the year for this quarter that you have done?
Right, so let's go back here. Okay, so the three commitments I made in January were to master two recipes. I wanted to learn how to cook two recipes, food that nourishes me and energizes me, and that is easy and quick to make. I wanted to exercise once a week for at least 20 minutes and also start getting into a habit of planning out my weeks on a Sunday and start planning for the week ahead. What have I done from that list of commitments? I've mastered one recipe, but I've really mastered it now. So one out of two. Selena, you bought me this brilliant book for my birthday, which is one pot recipes that are super quick, like limited prep time and really tasty recipes. And there's one dish in there that I've really learned how to make, and I've made it many, many times over the last couple of months and or last 6 weeks or so. Really proud of that. So one out of two. What else have I done? I have been exercising more than once a week, sometimes three times a week. I think 1 week, four times in the week. So I'm super proud of that. Yeah. And then there was the other one. Well, I'll come to the Sunday planning one because that hasn't quite been done.
Okay, good. Good. We needed one of us not to have done all of our commitments. Because this time, Vicky, which is unusual for me, I have. To varying degrees. So my commitments, the three commitments for this quarter. So the first one was to create simple daily rituals to my life that add meaning to it. So I wouldn't say that I have created a hard and fast routine, but I've now really got a toolkit of things that I'm doing that add meaning to my day. And also very much tying in with feeling that deeper connection with myself and with my life. And that's weaving into the content of the book. So getting clear on my values again, created an exercise and done an exercise on values, which I love revisiting. Not daily, but it can be one of the things that I do for my day. Also writing my purpose, you know, what I want, what's most important to me in life, how I want to turn up, how I want to show up. Sometimes it's meditating. So I've got back into Headspace. Our very dear friend Eve is the female voice of Headspace, and I am really into listening to her voice meditating. She's something else. She's quite incredible. We're going to get her on the podcast soon talking about meditation and her own journey into becoming the voice of the female voice of Headspace. Doing things like that. Taking moments, burning Palo Santo. I know you like doing that. Just walking around the room, just taking those moments. So I haven't got into a daily practice of it, of one particular thing. And I'm always like that. I like to have a toolkit I take something, you know, do one thing, but it's, I'm really doing it and it's really makes a difference. The other second one was to, like you, the three delicious meals. Oh my God. This is, I tell you what.
You did three.
I've done more than three, Vicky.
Wow.
So I have resisted cooking my entire life, except for when I was like 10, when I like cooking biscuits or something. But I've just never wanted to do it. My partner's a very good cook, so I didn't feel like I needed to. But it was something that I felt like I wanted to do. Lockdown has really helped with that. Because what else are you going to do except cook? I made a bolognese sauce this weekend, Vicky, which my partner Fons, he's a tough crowd. He cooks very well. He likes really good food. He said, this is actually delicious.
Wow.
And Sammy, my son, said, please, please, can we have this again? This might not seem like a lot to you listeners, but to me, as Vicky will know, this is a massive. I am renowned in my home of making disappointing, bland food at best. So yeah, I'm really, really proud of that. And you know what? It just seems so small, but it's such an achievement. And it really involved challenging my own idea about myself. It's like the exercise. Mm. I don't cook. I do not cook. I'm not good at cooking. I'm just not the kind of person. That's just not my thing. Well, that's not true. Because actually, I've enjoyed the cooking. And when I give myself time, I used to get very panicked about cooking. I used to get a lot of anxiety around it, particularly if someone else was going to eat it, because I felt so much shame around not being good at it. And a friend of mine who's a really good cook, she just said, I said, maybe you could teach me. And she went, Selena, just do it. I was like, what? She's like, just honestly, she's like, stop making such a like song and dance about it. Just do it. Just get some recipes out. Just do it. So yeah, it may seem like a small thing, but it's really huge.
I think it's huge. I'm really inspired by that. That's going to inspire me for the next quarter. Thank you.
And then the third one was wanting to have some hobbies for the evenings. One of the things I really realized doing my Goodbye 2019, Hello 2020 was how little I did for myself as hobbies. I was just like, I don't, outside of work and childcare and seeing my friends, there's nothing I really do just for creativity and play for myself. So Fons and I have just started playing a thing called, I don't know how you pronounce it, Rummy Cub.
It's Rummy Cub.
Anyway, it's like a card game, but it's plastic pieces. Anyway, it's numbers and cards. And I almost never win. Fons beats me almost every time. Doesn't matter. It's a game. I love playing it with him. It's a good time to connect. So this is where it's a sliding scale. I did achieve this commitment, but on a very low level. So we've got a new card game, essentially, that I play with Fons. And I did one mandala, which I've done before. You just create a round circle and you create a pattern in it. Mm. And it was incredibly... I loved doing it, really loved doing it. So I need to do more of those. Mm. But I have to say, now with this new setup where I'm either working or looking after a child, and then have about an hour outside of that, I'm not making time for the hobbies, but you know what? I can bring my child into my hobbies. Mm. I've got to keep remembering that. I'm pretty good at that with my child of going, if we're going to be hanging out all this time, as much as it's about you, it's also equally about me. So let's play some things that we both want to do rather than just doing the things that he wants to do or he needs to do. Mm. So I'm going to just up my level with that and just bring more of my hobbies, things that I want to do that I can do with him. Because he'd love to do it. He did a mandala the other day. He got bored with after 5 minutes, but he did one. He's only 4 and a half. He's not going to have a great deal of attention. But yeah, so that's me. So what haven't you done from that list of commitments, Vicky?
So as I mentioned, I cooked one out of two dishes, but I'm really proud of the one dish that I've made, and I've made it many times. So letting myself off the hook for that. But
yeah.
The other thing about planning my week on Sundays, I was thinking about why I haven't been able to do this. And I think it's just lack of discipline, in all honesty. I have done it. Some Sundays I have sat down and planned my week, but actually I feel that I'm better off doing it either on a Friday looking ahead to the following week or just a Monday morning? Just sit a Monday morning and then plan my week when I start my week?
This is what's so important about reviewing these commitments, because the next question is, if there is anything you didn't do from that list of commitments, then what do you think has got in the way of you doing it?
Yeah.
It's so important when we make commitments to doing something, you've got to remember it's an experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
As much as you it might be, you know what, I didn't do it because I just didn't put in the time, or I resisted doing it. My shitty committee just wasn't, you know, just got in the way every time. It could be something like that. Okay, so therefore maybe you need some accountability but actually the next question in the review is, do you want to carry this commitment through to the next quarter? If you do, then what can you do to make sure you prioritize it between now and the 30th of June? Because you might not want to. And so you're saying, actually, you know what? I've tried it. I don't think Sunday evening is the right time for it. Because I don't think you've got your head in the week on a Sunday evening.
And that's what I've realized. I then want to switch off on the weekends and then step out of that work headspace.
Yeah.
So it's much better for me to do it on a Monday when I'm like, right, let's get back into work mode. Let's plan the week. So I think it's, on a very practical level, it's just the day of the week that was holding me back. So I want to recommit to it and do it on Monday mornings instead. I think that suits me much better.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What else would you like to do between now and the 30th of June to help you create a life you love?
Well, this kind of goes on to my three commitments for the next quarter. I want to master one more recipe, and I'm going to keep it really simple, because if I only aim for one, I'll probably do more. But I want to just aim for one more recipe that I'm going to master over this next quarter. Again, more nourishing food, using my new cookbook and building up my confidence. And then the second one that I'm committing to is, I'm recommitting to exercising at least twice a week. So I'm increasing that from once to twice, because now I've built my confidence and I'm doing it at least twice anyway, sometimes more. So recommitting to exercise and making it really fun as well for me to do. So the dance DVD that I've had for ages that I'm like using again, loving that. I learned a brilliant dance routine the other week to Missy Elliott, which I loved. So bringing exercise, recommitting to exercise, making it really fun. And then planning for the week ahead, but doing it on a Monday morning, and planning out my well-being, planning out my work, planning out, I've put social, which is mainly going to be what virtual hangouts am I going to have in the week at the moment. And then planning out what self-development I'm going to plan in as well. So those four categories, I'm going to experiment with that.
Ooh, lovely. So mine are, what did I write in? What else would you like to do between now, between now and 30th of June to help you create a life you love? All about remembering my connection with life at a deeper level, and creating space daily to experience that, which feels like a challenge to that. I think that, it's so easy to get drawn into the busyness and the noise and to not take the time to step into that stillness, that space of stillness and deeper connection. To the three things I'm committing to doing, do what I need to make sure my book is something I feel truly proud of, the words and the design. So bringing in help where I feel like I need it to make that happen. Number two, lean into my spiritual practice and find simple ways to drop deep and connect every day. Because again, I think, just bringing a practicality to that, actually stripping it down to its sort of, you know, raw basics. And then number three, watch some videos and read or listen to a book on relationships, but with no attempts to fix, solve, or figure it all out. And the reason for that is because, any of you in a relationship during this lockdown will already be realizing how it's probably a good time to get a little help on the relationship front, because none of us are perfect human beings. And all those imperfections will be knocking up against one another. At a highly stressful time where everyone's feeling a bit vulnerable, a bit frayed at the edges, and even the best relationships will probably need a little bit of love and support. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we've got Vicky Pavitt, who can also be helping to guide us in that, which actually brings us to because we've got to go off to our online loving, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. This is going to be our last podcast episode for a month. We're going to take April off. We've planned that anyway. We're going to still honor that and give ourselves a bit more stillness in our lives. We love doing this podcast, but it's also really important for us to take breaks now and again. But what we're doing during this period of self-isolation is we're holding a weekly hangout online over on Zoom every Monday at 1 p.m. UK time, which is British summertime now, since the clocks went forward. So if you want to join us with that, then head, we'll put the link in the show notes. I have no idea where you head to. But we've also both started a channel, our own channels on Instagram, so that I'm going to be focusing on there more about life design stuff and career change. And Vicky, what's yours all about?
Yep. So it's at Vicky the Love Coach on Instagram. And I am going to be giving you tips, tools, resources, pep talks, and all things love, relationships, and dating. I'm going to be giving you lots of support on that, particularly in the current climate. There's going to be an IGTV this week on dating from home or virtual dating, which some of my love coaching clients have been doing over the past couple of weeks. So I'm going to be talking all about that. And also how to navigate this time in your relationship as well. As you mentioned, this is like the ultimate sort of pressure cooker situation for many of us in relationships. And so I'm going to be offering some tips and support around that as well.
Amazing. Yes. And mine is at Selena the Coach. During this time, I'm going to be talking about just some of the life design tools and practices that can help you adjust to this new way of living, making sure you create space for yourself, how to get to grips with working from home if you're working from home for the first time, or sharing space with someone 24/7 for the first time, which is the first time pretty much for all of us, I think, since we were very small children. We normally are able to go away and come back again. But yeah, so I'll be sharing, and I already am sharing lots of tips on there with that. But do come and join us in our love-ins. It was so lovely last week to do it. It's just a really lovely opportunity to get together and just reflect and share and hear from you guys, those of you that want to share what you're doing to help you through these unprecedented times.
So lots and lots of love from us to you. And just remember that this is a time to really be leaning into your self-love, your self-care. We're going to put the link to the 28 Days of Love self-love challenge that we mentioned before. If you do want to do it, you can do it anytime, but now could be the perfect time to do it. And just look after yourself.
Yeah.
Listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.